Oh, absolutely, yeah. When I was a young man, just licensed in the late 80s, and obviously it was pre-cell phone, and I think we're the last batch of kids to put CDs in our cars. And that was just, to me, the best time of our lives, when we first learned about freedom, and we got to go where we wanted to go, and we got to go see who we wanted to see, and you know, you went out to your car, you turned the radio on, and you said, "Hey, where are you guys at tonight?" And in all honesty, missing that is what got me into ham radio, because I did put a CD in my car first, and realized there was no CD traffic. And looking around at some of the trucks, I realized only half the trucks on the road have antennas anymore. So that's kind of what led me into ham radio. And I'm super glad I did. I actually, to change the topic, I texted my son, who's up in Mount Morris, the repeater frequency that we're on. He's also a ham, but I don't know that he'll be able to program the repeater on the fly, because he's in the middle of doing a bunch of stuff, but he just texted me back, said he was going to grab his radio. So K9LWB, if you're listening, this is KA9I. Hope you're having fun. And back over to you, Todd, KS8, you are from KA99.